It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Our program about the repercussion when gays and lesbians are outed brought this comment from Wyatt Sandberg. As a gay man who's been coming out for the past 3 years, I was completely mortified when someone would inadvertently out me, since I wanted to notify people on my own terms. Now I have no fear in being outed. I'm open and honest about my sexual orientation, and I expect people to be respectful of my identity and not be embarrassed or attempt to cover me up. Outing must be done in a way to normalize human sexuality, not to objectify or sensationalize it. Our conversation with Dr. Abraham Verghese about his quest to bring back the humble medical physical exam prompted Christopher Chen in Philadelphia to write, "I'm a fourth-year medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, and I think one of the major reasons why the physical exam has fallen out of favor is that it's simply not taught well. Students are increasingly isolated from the patient. We play smaller roles in patient care, and at our institution, we face hurdles in doing simple tasks like phlebotomy or inserting a urinary catheter. This clearly has a negative impact on how we are taught to examine patients." In Bill Bryson's discussion about the things in our homes that mystify us, Karen in California described a niche in the stairwell of her 1887 home, which she was told is a coffin corner. Ken Druce sent us this note. "We all have coffin niches in Brooklyn, New York. Bodies were laid in state in upstairs bedrooms, and in order to carry the coffin up or down without tilting it in tight brownstones, it could be backed into the niche to make the turn on a small staircase." Finally, earlier this year, we spoke with Scott Higham and Sari Horwitz about their book Finding Chandra, A True Washington Murder Mystery, in which they examine the death of Chandra Levy, a 24-year-old Washington intern who vanished without a trace, the media circus that followed, and the critical mistakes made by police in their investigation. Jury selection in the trial of Levy's accused killer began here in Washington on Monday. If you'd like to catch up with that program or any others you missed, go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the program and how to get in on the conversation. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. And as always, if you have questions, comments, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, Dahlia Martinez, Arnie Seipel, Peter Granitz, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Welcome back, Sarah, who also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Darren Botello is our intern. Gwen Uden directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Dennis Nielsen, and Neil Ellis. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive editor. Ellen Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow, Culture of Poverty makes a comeback. We'll talk about why. And 7 years after Valerie Plame Wilson was outed as a CIA officer, she and her husband Joe Wilson join us to talk about the new movie about the scandal. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.